Psukim shenohgu laomrom kol kahabakol. Right, the ones that the tzibur says out loud. Im einu korim in Megillah kasher. If you're not reading them out from a Megillah that is kasher lechadchili chavim mikriyosam beferush shlo latzeis el b'shmiyosam mihakorin. You should have in mind, he says, not to be yotze with, you're saying it out loud, but rather to be yotze with your with the Baal Kori, because there is a minhag, that's why many have an idea to read along using a kosher Megillah in case a person misses a word. So we know that you're allowed to say up to half of it Baal Peh. So Baal Peh technically is even reading it along from a Chumash, right? That's also called Baal Peh. But really, you don't have to even look into it. You could just say it orally, but you look into it. Maybe you don't know the words, or you missed a word, you could read along there. But it says you have to rush to make sure that you don't overlap, and you'd be going hearing it out of order. Because if you rushed ahead and you hear from the Baal Kori previous words, then you're now, technically speaking, you're doing it limafrei, out of order. He speaks out in, where is it? Vav. Right? The reason why we say the pasuk and then the chazan, the Baal Kori, repeats it. Really, good morning. Really, the best way to hear everything is from the actual laning. In footnote 10, he says, right, anytime it happens, you didn't hear it. You missed a word. Some kid is banging the hamans too loud or something like that. Then you're reading along now from your chumash. You should be quick to finish it before the chazan starts the next word, right? Because we're just saying, if the chazan starts the next word, and I'm sorry, no, wait, you went faster than the chazan. Didn't do that right. Right? You're hearing and you're listening at the same time. Maybe this is called reading it retroactively. If you're just hearing a word for yourself and then going back to hearing the chazan's word,
you just continue until you catch up with the chazan.
Then. Right, so you should, right. You just try to catch up, but to make sure you can do it where you're not getting you finished before that word kicks in. You know what I'm saying? Okay. To get to that point. Okay, he brings in the footnote again. Ayin b'mogin Mishneh Berurah sham. If he didn't have kavana, right? I mean, like almost like negative kavana, not to be yotze with that. You're already yotze by saying it by yourself, and that doesn't help to hear it again from him because you're yotze already with your reading it of the.
So when the people say the four psukim out loud, it could be that they're already yotze.
No, so that's what he says. You should have in mind not to be yotze with your saying it. You're saying it, but you're not yotze with that. You're being yotze with the kriya because you're not reading it unless you're reading from a kosher Megillah. Mm-hmm. Okay, but if you're not, some people do, some people don't, some people run with a chumash or whatever it is. So in that case, right, says Rishon Zalman Marbach, you should have negative kavan. I'm not going to be yotze with that kriya. You follow?
Okay,
yeah. Okay, Yura. I'm sorry, Yura. I'm looking at numbers 11. Right? In order to have, this is the whole sugya, shas machlokes to mitzvah tzrichos kavana or not. Kosa prima godem. Dehaini bechol teva v'teva. You have to understand, you have to have kavana for each and every word. Bechol shelo kivein kach lo yotza. This is a very high. Your mind can't wander. You have to have kavana for the entire, 10 prakim to be focused throughout that. It's quite a mental exertion. Especially if a person is tired from the night before, but the main according to many achronim, the main kriya and Megillah is the daytime. Everyone's so excited because in the costumes and there's like a buzz, no pun intended. But there's an excitement in the room because everyone's so excited for the morning one. So after this, according to this, the prima god, you have to be kavana for every single word. V'im came hechi teisa lechush kavanos letzeis miroso zu shimishum simcha v'lo mishmiya mipi hachazen. Ein Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Mem, okay, Mem Ches, Shedaito de Kavana Techilas Akriya Sagi. He says, no, you just have Kavana at the beginning of the Kriya, and that's enough, not for each and every word, like the Prima Gadim says. Lefi Ze, Yoser Yesh Lechush Kedivre Rabbeinu. So according to this, one should be concerned for what the Shlomo Zalman Rambach is saying. Omnum hoi of ein makbidin al kach. Omer bein is itzal. I'm sorry, did tzorech lomer. I read it wrong. Did tzorech lomer. Shebistama yesh li tlosh kavanos letzeis mipi achazin. You have kavana. Va'ein ke ein ze mihilchos shlomo, chalicho shlomo. Okay, perik tazvav. Orchos halacha tzion 16. Dekore tehillim kodim tefilah. That's what we're going to talk about. What if you're reading tehillim before davening? Many chassidim specifically have a minhag to say gan seder tehillim before shachris, right? Or whatever. Let's say it's a. Some people divide it up by the months. They finish all of tehillim every month. So if I remember correctly, on day 24 is the kapitlach of tehillim that we say in hallel. So that's why it says hallel every the chafdal of every single month. Now you're saying hallel because you're saying those psukim. So what if a person said those kapitlach of tehillim before shachris? Right, v'omer pirkei to halil. Now you said halil, right? So 1 second, amaylo yotze. Why aren't you yotze halil right now? Levan domer mitzvos ein tzrichus kavana. I don't need kavana.
On Purim,
there's no mitzvah on Purim. We're saying on regular. He's saying in the day, on a regular day. Let's say it would be
a Rosh Chodesh.
He's saying right.
We're not making bracha.
So bracha's not ma'akev.
But he's saying it for a different...
I'm saying Tehillim. I'm a Tevillim Zogra. I say Tehillim. Why aren't you Yotze Hallel? Again, if we hold the Zaman Domer ourselves, the Mitzvah Sein Tzrichos Kavana, that means if I just do it, whether I had Kavana or whether I didn't have Kavana...
So then he wouldn't be able to make the Bracha later because he was Yotze according to Shita that holds the Mitzvah Tzrichos Kavana.
Proud of Hallel the Rabbanon on Hallel, which is on times is only the Rabbanon, right? V'roi Ha'oras, Gon Shlomo Kluger, I'm sorry, yeah... Gross, like it says. Midirei Magin Avram, Eish Simin Tavke Tavkuf Peidalid. Cheshomer Tehillim Berosh Hashanah, right? So when you say, if you say Tehillim, many have a minute to say Tehillim on Rosh Hashanah because I think the Brisker Rav is like this, didn't want to waste any time, right? So therefore they're constantly just saying Tehillim the whole 2 days, right? Misrami Halil Ein Lechush. We don't have to be concerned. Well, so first of all, we don't say Halil on Rosh Hashanah, so it's not a problem, right? Mm-hmm. The Ein Omrin Halal Rosh Hashanah is no problem with because you're not supposed to say. Maybe I did. I accidentally say Halal and I wasn't supposed to by doing this. No, we don't have to worry about that. Kaven the Ein Omrin also Derech Shira Rach Derech Techino Bakasha. You're not saying Halal as a Shira, right? There's a whole Torah from the Ran as to the Halal on the Seder night, whether it's Kriya Shira. But here you're not saying that. You're not saying Tehillim like that. You're saying as a Bakasha, as a Techino. You're saying it before davening. Yonah Horowitz told me from the Sker Rebbe. In Sker, the meaning is that they say, they get up like 2 hours early and say Ahala say Tehillim before every Shachris. Every Shabbos.
The whole Sefer Tehillim, every day.
Yeah. No, not every day, but they say on Shabbos.
On Shabbos.
So they said it's better, it's better not to do that if it's gonna cause you to rush through Psukei Dezimra. To the Psukei Dezimra, meaning it's better to say Psukei Dezimra with Kavana than to say the whole Tehillim before the davening.
Even though including Psukei Dezimra.
Yeah, priorities, right? Not to rush to the davening. Lechor lo domi, but the first glance is no comparison between saying the Tehillim on Rosh Hashanah. Deha asim kevin de lo tukdu chachamim mitzvah halil. There's no takana from Chazal to yes say a halil on Rosh Hashanah. Vare inkan beis mechush ela im yichavim befeirish lahalil. So certainly there's nothing to talk about unless you had explicitly to do it. Lefikach kol she'omru derech tachanunim leis lonbo. There's no problem whatsoever with saying it. Aval b'yom shemitzav b'halil. But on a day where there is a tzivui from Chazal to say halil, now you're actually saying it. Okay, Rosh Hashanah, you're not supposed to. It says, ain't omrim, we don't do it. So you did it. Okay, no problem. But one day when you're supposed to, or Shchodesh, you talk about Shabbos, whatever it is. Akati yesh loma d'lamando mer ein tzricha kavana yotze b'kriya stama ve'ein kriya derech shira li'kuva. Then there really is what to talk about in that according to that manda omer that one. What's it called?
Ein tzricha
kavana. Yeah. Okay, interesting. Do you have time to keep going? Oh, we have. Should we just, we'll stop here? We'll go weiter. You tell me.
15, 30 seconds.
Yeah, 30 seconds. Okay, so we'll stop here and then we'll continue Mirtzim tomorrow with what that was Dal. Okay, we'll do Hey tomorrow. Have a great day.
Tomorrow's still okay.
Yeah, tomorrow. It's good.